We are learning Maseches Vav Basra, Daf Kufayim Dalid Amud Aleph, and we are starting five lines from the top, Amar Rav Huna, first word of lines with Tzidon. Now, we learned yesterday, Lamai said there's two type of Arevim, a regular Arev and an Arev Kablin. So an Arev has less responsibility than an Arev Kablin. An Arev is only responsible if the fellow, the Loiva, has no money, then you go over to the Arev. But by an Arev Kablin, there, even you don't have to check for the Loiva. You go straight to the Arev if you want, because he's an Arev Kablin. And not only that, even if you know he has Nechasim, according to the Tanakam, even if you know the Loiva has Nechasim, you don't have to go to him, you can still go to the Arev first. Rav Shimon Gmelin argued, he said that if there's Nechasim to the Loiva, so then you cannot go to the Arev Kablin. But we argued Rav Shimon Gmelin, Tanakama, that's what we paskin, that by Arev Kablin has more responsibilities, you go to Arev Kablin right away. The Arev Kablin is like the shliach. He's making the malva a shliach of his to lend that person money. Therefore, it's ki'ilu he actually borrowed the money, and that's why he's chayiv more than a regular arev. So now, which lashon is arev? Which lashon is arev kavlin? Amar Rav Huna, helveyu. He tells the bank, helveyu, lend money to that loiva, vani, and I will pay up. Vani arev, I'm a guarantor. I'm guaranteeing they'll be paid up. Halveyu, lend the money, v'yipareya, I'll pay. Halveyu v'ni chayiv, lend him money and I'll be chayiv. Halveyu v'ni etain, lend the money and I'll give. All these l'shaynas, kul l'shan arvasein. Because he said halveyu. He told the bank to lend that money. He didn't say tain, he didn't say give, he said lend. Then even though he's mechayiv himself with any l'shan you want, still it's considered a regular arv. Kul l'shan arvas. Kul l'shan arvasein. But if he says, tain loy, he tells the bank, give him money, vani kablin, and I'm guaranteeing, tain loy vani pareya, give him money and I'll pay, tain li vani chayiv, tain li vani etain, so kulun loshen kablonis, because the loshen of tain means give money he tells the bank, give money to Reuven, I'll be responsible, that's kilu yomai shliach, and therefore that's loshen of kablin, or of kablin. So the difference is if it's halveyu or tain. And it makes no difference, according to this man, Rav Huna, how you said the other part of it. But the Gemara declares like this, if you're Rav Huna, what about the Bayer Lahu, halveyu v'ani kablin? He says loshon halveyu, which is loshon of regular, but he says v'ani kablin, I will be a kablin. Or he says tain loy v'ani oriv. My, what's that locha? So I'm Rav Yitzchak, loshon arvis, arvis, loshon kablonis, kablonis. If you say clearly, I'm a kablin, you say clearly, I'm an arev, it makes a difference how you said to give it. Then you are a kabbal, the whatever it is. If it's an arev, it's an arev, it's a kablin, it's a kablin. It makes a difference if you said, if you said, tain ol haveyu, as long as you said, vani arev, vani kablin, that will make you into a kablin. So that's the shita of Rav Huna with the explanation of Rav Yitzchak. Rav Chista argues, Rav Chista Omar, kulon loshen kablon esen. They all are considered loshen kablonis, bar mehalveyu v'ni ariv. Only if the beginning and the end are clearly just a loshen arvis, which means halveyu v'ni ariv, in such a case, it's a regular ariv. Every other case is an ariv kablon.
Even
if he says halveyu v'ni pareya? Yeah, it'll be the same thing, because pareya is loshen, a stronger loshen, just ariv, not guaranteed, say, I'm going to pay. That's already a loshen of a kablon, according to Rav Chista. For Rav Chista, it's not. Truth is, any prayer is loshen kablin, but we don't care about that. We don't care because since you said halveyu, but Rav Chista says no. You have to have both lashonis to be arvis in order to be arvis. If not, it's always a kablonis. And Rava says the opposite. Rava makul loshen arvis. Any combination, it's a loshen arvis. Saying bar mitain loy vani noisin has to have the strongest lashonis of has to be tain loy vani noisin. And the Rashbam speaks out that. Tain loy v'ani kablin is poshut is a kablin fi rava, but he's saying all other combinations are not a kablin until you say tain loy v'ani noisin or tain loy v'ani kablin. But you say helveyu v'ani kablin, rava hold is not a helveyu v'ani kablin will not be a kablin according to rava. And we pass it like rava. Rava says dafka loshen of kablon is dafka. If you say double loshen kablin, which means Tain vani etain, or you say tain vani kablin. Omle mar ba amel Rashi, hochi oma abba. This is my father. Amema said tain loy vani noisin, ein le malva al loy veklum. If someone says tain loy vani noisin, Ein lemalva aloi v'klom. The Gemara thought that this is what he was saying over the, that not the thought that he's saying over my Meimar, that in a case where you're a kablin, it's ki'ilu, it's nota v'nosam b'yad. The loch is, let's say I go to the bank and I take a loan and I give it to my friend. I do it for my friend. My friend has no relationship to this bank. He has no credit whatsoever. So I go to the bank and I take a loan and then I give it to Reuven. So Reuven technically is a loiva, but the loch is the bank cannot even go to Reuven to collect because the bank has no shaykhus to Reuven. It comes to me. That's nosan v'nosan b'yad. So Ameima held that a Arev Kablin is ki'ilu nosan v'nosan b'yad. If I say, tein levini noisein, if I tell the bank, give it to Reuven and I will give back, the bank is only deals with me, not with Reuven at all. That's what Ameima was saying. Only Marabar Ameima Rashi, my father Ameima said, tein levini noisein, ein l'malva loiva klum. The malva has nothing on loiva, mars v'loihi. There is no such thing that the loiva is potter until it's actually yisa v'yitem biyad. And in this case, and still, if the arva doesn't have anything, you could go to, so we'll speak to that in a second, we'll tell you in a second. What comes out, we're saying very simple, that only time the bank has no relation to Reuven the loiva, only if the one who picks up the loan and delivers it is this arva. But as long as they actually lend it to the loiva, and the arva is just the arva, even the arva kablin, avada, there is a din at loiva, which is pretty simple, right? Okay, well.
He didn't lend it to the
loiva. The arva, that's the case. No, but the arva took of him, he's a shliach, really. So you could think of him, he's the loiva, yeah. But the maisa, what's the halacha of the maisa? Zok toisvis, let's say the arva has no money. Avada goes to the arva first, the bank comes to the arva, where's our money? Let's say the arva has no money. Could the bank go to the loiva? Could the bank go to the loiva? So he's saying, no way. And again, if he took it, let's say the arva has no money, the chayyuk should have to go to loiva. When Tosfos says, speaks on kufayin gimel mabez, if you want to see it inside, you can see it's 2/3 of Tosfos down on kufayin gimel mabez by a little zayin. He says, "Vim loy motzo shum li fara min ha'arev choyzer al ha'loiva mid rab nosen." The Kamla Kava says, it's called Shibuda de Rav Nosen. You're right, the bank has no relationship with the loiva, but he'll get it from the loiva, so Shibuda de Rav Nosen. The luck is, if one guy owes someone else money, and he owes someone else money, so then 1 to 3 is a chiv. So here, the bank lent money to the Arev, and the Arev lent money to Reuven. If the Arev has no money, the bank go to Reuven, because Reuven owes the Arev money. So it's Shibuda de Rav Nosen. Huh?
Do you have to send
him
the 3, or
do you do it online? No, he doesn't have to send them. So that would be the loch anyway, but al maisa al this halva itaka has no dinim with the loiva, only be al shibud rav nosen. So I think more about who dina the achse le milva le nichse the loiva mekambi lo tavi the loiva. We're going to get into shibudim a little bit now and yisayim a little bit. So first, what happened was the story was here there was a dain, a guy went to Besdin and the Malva said, you know, Reuven owes me money. This has nothing to do with the sugya before. It's a new sugya. The dayan went to the dayan, and the guy comes and says, Reuven owes me money. So the dayan paskin, okay, go take Reuven's property away. And he didn't go over to Reuven first to see if he's going to pay money. He went straight to his property. So who, dayaner, the achse l'malva l'nichse l'loiva, he allowed the Malva to go down to the nechosim of the loiva, makami litve l'loiva, before he's going to vei the loiva. Salki Rav Chanan Breit Rav Yeva. Rav Chanan Breit Rav Yeva took him off his post of being a dayan. Omer Rava, ma chochem l'mebad ki hom milsa. Who's as smart as Rav Chanan to know that you gotta be mesalik the dayan in such a case? Ilav Rav Chanan Breit Rav Yeva. Why? Kusavar, nichse debar inush inu ma'arvin yaseh. Your nechosim of a person are their guarantor, they're the arev. So when you look at your property is your arev, your guarantor. V'tanan, we learned that amalva es chaveiro de arev. Well, you're from the arev, you can't be go collect the arev. What does that mean? We learned yesterday's blah. You can't learn from the arev. We can't collect from the arev. What does mean? You can't collect from arev. V'kaim lo yitva arev tchilo, which means you don't go first to the arev. So here, you have no right to first go to the property, which is the arev. You first have to go to the loiva to see if he'll mesalik with money. May he'll pay money. You don't right away go to the chasim, and that's why he took him off his post, because you first go to the loiva before you go to the arev. And who's the arev over here? The property. And the restaurant brings down two makairis that your property is your arev. One pasuk in Mishlei, it says, "Ein lecha l'shalem, ma lama yikach mishkav v'chametachdach." Why should you take your bed? You see, you can take your bed. And another pasuk in the Torah, it says, "Bachutz tamoy ve'isha she'at anoisha ba yoytzi alecha es ha'avoy tachutza," which we couldn't touch by mashkin, but we're touching here to mean that you go, you collect his pillow as payment. So you see, his nechasim, including betatam, all his nechasim are meshubid. We'll see later on a sugya about shavud deraisa and that, and shav, this is the pasuk raya, shavud deraisa, but al kapanim, your nechasim are meshubid to your loan, but as arev, and therefore you have to first go to the loiva before you go to the arev.